We are joined by Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli. Lou, good to be talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
No, always a pleasure. Great to hear from you guys again.
Well, Lou, we miss you as in the Northeastern Conference for sure. I know I can speak for Rick and Tim at the website. We loved covering Revere football for a lot of reasons. And so, Lou, it's great to talk with you. And I guess just a quick update from you on your team. I know you had a shutout win over Lynn English last week, a big game against Everett coming up this week. But where's Revere football at here in 2022 at this point?
Yeah, so we're a big win over English, and it got us to 2-2. So we kind of righted the ship, and we had two tough games. We played Peabody, who was a machine this year, and we played Plymouth South, two real good football teams. So, you know, to get back to 2-2, right the ship, get point in the right direction, you know, that meant a lot to us this week. And now we go to Everett, you know, and we're 2-0 in the GBL. I think they're 2-0 in the GBL, and it's a big game. It's a big game. And, you know, I honestly believe, you know, from what we've seen, that it's going to be a good high school football game Friday night.
Well, tell me about the matchup then. I mean, tell me about this year's edition of Everett. Of course, I haven't really been able to get a lot of information on Everett, and I did see you guys in Peabody, and Peabody has gone on to roll here since that night as well.
Yeah, man.
And I saw them in Marblehead too. Man, they're awesome. They're unbelievable.
Yep. Oh, they're above awesome. You know, that you know, going back to that game, that was we went in there, we were shocked, to be honest with you. But the quarterback Lynch is the real deal. The receivers are the real deal. They know where to go and how to get open and keep moving when he's moving, and they got it going. You know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for Coach Betancourt. You know, to see them go down to Marblehead, and who's a very good football team, and you know, do what they did, it kind of made me feel a little bit better about my team, to be honest with you.
You know, it's funny. I was wondering about that because, I mean, for me, I think I would feel better after seeing that score. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we just had no answer for them, and I could see that Marble had a tough time with them, too. So, yeah, so, but for us, Everett's young this year. They're a younger team, but, I mean, they're Everett, and they're very, very good. They're very sound. You know, they run a couple of, maybe four or five formations, but what they do it right, and they're real good at it. They got a real big, strong quarterback. They got some really good running backs, receivers, and, you know, we obviously got our work cut out for us. We got to go there, and you know, it's tough to beat them in Everett. But I like my team. You know, we have a lot of kids coming back from last year. We got a lot of juniors, actually, that are playing a lot of football. But, you know, I think we're getting better. I think that we got those two tough games under our belt, and we were able to move on, beat Medford and Lynn English. And I think we're just peaking at the right time right now, and I think it's going to be a real good game. I mean, they've got a very, very strong offense. Like I said, what they do well. Their defense is also very good. But I think team speed-wise, I think we match up with them.
Yeah.
I really do. So, you know, we'll find out Friday.
Yeah. Lou, just give as a final question to you, just give me a note or two on a few of your players. And you know, as you mentioned, you know, improving from game one to now after four games, and I totally would imagine that's the truth here. So tell me about your players and how they have, you know, kind of progressed here, a handful of players, if you could, to tell me about them.
Yeah, sure. So the first kid that sticks out is my captain, Jason Shosho. He's my defensive tackle, nose. We kind of move around. He's my guard. I mean, he's just a beast. I think this year, and this is no lie, in all the games we played, I think he was one of the best players on the field. In my opinion, he's got a real good motor. He's got a real good understanding of the game, and he's been a true leader for us this year. And you know, he's just a tough, tough kid, tough to stop. He had 2 10 game tackles the last two games, which are pretty big numbers. So he kind of sticks out. My quarterback, Carlos Rizzo Jr., he's been a great leader. You know, he's our leader on offense. He manages the offense. He had a great game. He had 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdown passes last week, and one run. So he's done great for us. And my other captain, Sammy Elsari, my ex-Z wide receiver, he had a touchdown. He's got 3 touchdowns on the year. And when he gets the ball, he's a pretty explosive running back, if you will. And he also had a 70-yard kick return for a touchdown last week.
Good. Well, Lou, anything else to share with us about Revere football heading into this weekend's game with Everett?
No, just excited as always, you know, and love working with the guys. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can stay with them and keep it close and have a chance. And I'm just looking forward to the opportunity on Friday night. And it's always great to hear from you guys. I miss you.
Yeah, we miss you too. And obviously, well, we won't go into all of the league stuff that's way above our heads for sure, but and outside of our realm. But anyways, it was great having Revere in the Northeastern Conference and playing all the teams up on around the North Shore. And
But I
understand it. I like the league, the Greater Boston League, as it's, you know, designed right now. It's a good league. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Luke Ciccatelli. Lou, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.